on whether to decriminalize magic mushrooms, psilocybin.
Nobody deserves to go to jail for something that has a therapeutic benefit.
Kevin Matthews with the group Decriminalized Denver says the drug can help with depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, and cluster headaches. The referendum is opposed by Denver's mayor and district attorney. It would prohibit the city, if it passes, from spending resources to arrest or prosecute people with the drug. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our June-like weather in May continues. Today, sunshine, very warm with a high near 90. Mostly clear, mild tonight, low 65. Tomorrow, high around 89, lots of sunshine. Can't rule out an isolated storm, I suppose, somewhere in the area. Then upper 80s on Thursday with spotty afternoon storms here and there, but a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms at times Thursday night, Friday, and over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's not going to rain all the time, but your outdoor plans could be affected at times. High temperatures in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alexander City Mayor Jim Nabors has died at the age of 76. He died after having emergency surgery for an intestinal blockage. The city attorney says City Council President Tommy Spraggins will fill the remainder of the mayor's term. Montgomery police are looking for a man wanted in a recent shooting. Authorities are looking for 18-year-old Theartis House, who is wanted for assault. They say he shot a man in the 3200 block of Suwannee Drive on April 23rd. The victim is expected to be okay. And Selma City Treasurer has been reinstated by the courts. Renita Wade has been on administrative leave for the last 6 months. She was removed from the treasurer's job by the mayor and reinstated by the city council 3 times. A final hearing on the matter is set for July 8th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Her love and support have never fallen short. Show her how much you care this Mother's Day with a beautiful arrangement from Martha Reyes, Montgomery's local florist since 1951. They know a thing or two about what will impress mom. Trust them for your special arrangements, gift baskets, plants, and more. Call 262-1991 and get a peek at what all they have to offer by visiting MarthaReyesFlorist.com. For the warm smiles, the best hugs, the words of encouragement and wisdom, show your love with flowers as beautiful as she is. Say Happy Mother's Day with Martha Reyes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their 2 locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Thank you. right, guys. Welcome back in. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to nooner. Never get that right. All right. Gosh, we got a bunch of stuff to go through.
That's all the stuff from yesterday.
No, we didn't get through like three quarters of your stories yesterday.
Yeah, here it is.
Stories on stories on stories.
I wonder where it went.
I always complain about other people not being on the mic on radio and hearing them talking 3 feet away from it.
I got so much stuff, I don't know what to do with it all. But we're going to get through it. We're going to get through it. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. That will land you squarely on the air. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to nooner. You know, I like to do the little pregnant pauses. You guys can make fun of me all you want, but I like them.
We're not making fun of you.
Oh, I know.
We're laughing with you.
You kid because you care.
You kid because you care. Well, we talk a lot off mic about radio and tropes and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a trope. I just think it's just like the way that your
voice
comes
out. It's just a vocal hitch.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a vocal hitch.
I really, like the 9228 thing.
9228.
Like, I noticed it the very first time that I came in, and I think it's I think it's charming, Baron. I think it's part of your charm.
I'm charming, people.
Your extremely unique charm. Extremely unique charm. See, you know, there's two words of emphasis there.
Yeah, I trust me. Unique rarely is a true compliment.
You know,
most people when they're 16, they're like, "Oh, she's so unique." But when you're 39 and you hear,
"He's unique,"
it's different. Ramadan Bombathon 2019 is officially underway.
Good Lord.
47 dead, 57 injured after the first 24 hours of Ramadan. This includes an attack on a police station, another attack killing a pregnant woman and her unborn child. Mm. The religion of peace is acting like Planned Parenthood. Pregnant woman and her infant were taken apart by Hamas rockets. Suicide bomber plowed into a police station, killing 13, injuring 55. Taliban stormed a checkpoint, killing 20 troops. Ramadan 2016, 238 attacks, 1,850 killed, 1,924 injured in the name of Islam. All other religions during that period were combined for zero. Ramadan 2017, there were 174 attacks, 1,595 killed, 1,960 injured in 29 countries across the globe. Again, these are only attacks, not just Muslims committed murder, but attacks in the name of Islam during Ramadan. Last year, Ramadan Bombathon produced 182 attacks, 854 killed, 1,013 injured in the name of Islam, 26 countries across the globe. Again, day one of Ramadan Bombathon 2019, 47 dead, 57 injured, including a woman and her infant that were turned into pink mist.
They sound pleasant.
Yeah. You got to watch these people.
I mean, again, I think I referenced this last week, but it's like the Chris Rock thing. Like, man, this movie's so good, I got to shoot the place that, like, you know, they're like, man, this holiday's so good, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go blow up our church. Man, it's going to be great. Well, I'm not going to blow up our church. I'm going to blow up the other church that doesn't believe exactly what we believe.
You know, we're in the middle of Easter right now.
Yeah,
Easter's 50 days.
50 days.
And we're, what, 20 days maybe into Easter?
Mm-hmm.
Any terrorist attacks in the name of Easter?
Not that I've noticed. Not that I've noticed.
I mean, there was the Easter bombing in Sri Lanka.
Right, but that was
Muslims against Christians.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry, those weren't Christians. Those were Easter worshippers.
Yeah, that's right.
According to Hillary and Barack communist atheist on the left.
Hiri and Barrio.
All right, so we will keep a tally running for you this year during the Ramadan Bombathon. If you see anyone yelling, Allahu Akbar,
run.
Run and hide, duck.
Run away fast.
Any other religion tells you God is great, smile and say, peace be with you.
That's right.
But if a Muslim tells you God is great, get the hell out of the way.
Especially if they're chanting it and closing their eyes.
So, we will keep you updated on that. You know, on globalism, I also talk about trade routes. I mention this word a lot, mm-hmm. and I've had someone even tell me, why do you always talk about trade routes?
Well, do you think globalism built on?
I know. And I talk about how the United States military is designed, as the globalists see it, to protect trade routes. Headline from the Washington Post.
this very morning. The oil route that could be at the center of a U.S. warning of unrelenting a force against Iran. After what National Security Advisor John Bolton called a number of troubling and escalatory indications and warnings, the U.S. government said Sunday it was deploying the USS Abraham Carrier Strike Group and a bomber task force to the U.S. Central Command region. The move was to send a clear and unmistakable message to the Iranian regime that any attack on the United States' interests or those of our allies will be met with unrelenting force. That, according to John Bolton. But it's about the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's most crucial transport routes for oil. About a third of the world's oil tanker traffic passes through the strait, which is bordered by Iran and Oman. In 2016, 18.5 million barrels were shipped through it every single day, making it the world's most important maritime route for many of the nation's oil supplies. Folks, globalism is about trade, global trade. And the globalists and corporatists want to use your United States military to protect global trade routes. They've been doing it for close to 100 years, and they will continue doing it.
As long as you let them.
As long as you let them.
And what that really means is not just using your military. That means taking money out of your pocket.
It's your money. It's your blood. It's your bombs and guns. It's actually killing other people in your name in order to open trade routes so that other people can move their goods to market. And it makes a nice, peaceful world, you know, and so people put up with it. But that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes the headlines just jump out at you. People who listen to this program and have listened to it for years, particularly daily listeners, they read a headline like this and they go, oh, I know what that means. I get it. Private corporate interests are using our United States military to keep a trade route open. This is what Barron talks about all the time. But that's exactly what's happening. Your United States military is being deployed to keep a trade route open. So when you guys stop and think I'm nuts every now and then, read a headline like that and go, ah.
Every now and then.
Every now and then. Every now and then. All right, Dave Mowry, Barron Coleman, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Who's this?
This is Crawdad.
Hey, Crawdad. Hadn't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I listen today.
Senior Mudbug.
Mudbug, good.
You're breaking up really badly, my friend. Are you on a cell phone or are you just...
No, it's my location. Let me try something here.
Oh.
Okay, check, 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 check.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding of when they say Allahu Akbar doesn't mean God is great. It means my God is greater than yours.
I've not heard that, but...
Yeah.
I'm not ruling it out.
Well, I think it's like a technicality thing.
It's
implied.
Yeah. And it bothers me every Easter time and Christmas time with the Orthodox Church in the Middle East. There are so few people now, and they are very strong in their faith, particularly in Egypt. And it just, every single year, it's going to be Christmas and Easter, some whack job will attack a church in the name of Allah. It just, every year, and I, you know, like you were saying, it's Easter and the bomber thing, it really bothers me. And
well, it bothers me that the global media ignores it.
Yes.
It bothers me that they ignore it because contrast it with what's going on. We are in our high holiest season right now in Christianity, the Easter season.
Oh, Seneste, by the way.
From Easter to Pentecost, that's 50 days.
Yes.
That's the Easter season in the Christian church, 70%+ of the world's Christians are Catholic. They make it explicit. You've got Methodists and Episcopalians that also follow the liturgical calendar, Orthodox that follow the liturgical calendar. The vast, vast, vast majority of Christianity right now considers us right square in the middle of the Easter season.
Yes.
No bombs in the name of Christianity that I can find.
Never.
No terrorist attacks, no driving trucks into crowds. No anything in the name of Christianity going on during Christianity's highest, holiest season.
Mm-hmm.
And every year during Ramadan, it's the Ramadan Bombathon.
It just bothers me so much. I have friends that are Orthodox who are in Cairo, and this just tears everybody to pieces.
Yeah.
Even... like you said, around the world, but the media doesn't really focus on it because it doesn't fit the agenda.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
Yeah. You guys, thanks for your call, Crowdhead. The number one question everybody should ask is, why is the media and the global left fascinated with Muslims? Why can they not get enough Islam? Considering, of course, the global left are the first people they target when they take over an area. They don't like liberals. Muslims don't. They can't stand gays and women's rights and all that kind of stuff.
It's, there's, you're not allowed to stray from orthodoxy at all.
So why does the global left love Islam? There's an answer to that question. I can state it explicitly on the other side if we need to. But there's an easy answer. Easy answer. Dave and Barron, back after this.
Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
All season long on Empire, you knew this moment was coming.
You are not going to die.
Fox Tomorrow on the Empire season finale. One lion won't survive the night.
Oh, my God.
No! Then it's the season finale of Star.
Somebody help!
That will change everything.
He's gone.
The season finales of Empire and Star.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends here in my head. I'm so ugly.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. My friend Greg Wren over there does a fantastic job day in and day out. And let me tell you what's going on over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency. I received some incredible news. The Alabama Association of Realtors and Cornerstone have teamed up with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama and other national insurance carriers. If you're an Alabama Association of Realtors member, you have now the first comprehensive association health plan of its kind in the entire state of Alabama. Because there are so many members of the Alabama Association of Realtors, they were able to negotiate and secure some incredible rates that could save their members hundreds of dollars a month. I mean, so much money each month compared to individual plan rates in the marketplace. Listen to this. A 55-year-old realtor who's a member of the Alabama Association of Realtors will save about $625 each month with a $500 deductible plan, not one of these $10,000 deductible plans. A 55-year-old will save about $700 a month with a $2,000 deductible plan and over $800 a month with a $4,000 deductible plan. That's compared to the marketplace. So if you're in the marketplace now and you are also an Alabama realtor, you need to get in touch with Alabama Association of Realtors either on the website or the member resources page. Or just call Cornerstone, 356-1502, 356-1502, or check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. This is the final week of open enrollment for realtors. That's why I'm concentrating on realtors. In other industries, you guys can do this too. Get in touch with Greg Grant and his team over there. But if you're in the real estate business, if you're a realtor and you want insurance, 356-1502. The deadline is May 10th, so you have to call this week. Don't put it off till next week. Don't put it off till Friday because they'll be busy getting everybody signed up. Call now, 356-1502. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman with you, and Ritz has called in.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
That's great. Hey, the reason I'm calling, I've heard you mention several times, kind of critical of the Navy operations out there in the shipping lanes. You do know that is their mission.
What is their mission?
To maintain open freedom of the seas. That is their mission.
The Navy?
Yes, sir. Okay. What do you think they exist for? As a matter of fact, I'll read it to you if you want me to.
I would love to hear it.
The mission of the Navy is to maintain, train, and equip combat-ready naval forces capable of winning wars, deterring aggression, and maintaining freedom of the seas.
Okay, then there it is.
Good use of American resources.
Absolutely. You know, when you consider that our strength, our powerful Navy, is derived from free commerce.
Okay. I agree with you. You don't want hostile powers shutting down the sea, but I don't think that what you're reading there on your mission is entirely consistent with what I'm describing when I say it's about global commerce. I think, you know, if you want to keep the Strait of Hormuz open because American freight needs to get in and out of there, you know, we can debate the use of that. If you want to go in and launch multi-trillion-dollar wars to open up new markets, that's not what I think that is describing there in the mission at all.
No, they're maintaining freedom of the open seas. That's right. All they're doing.
But when was that mission written?
That was in existence when I was in the Navy in the 70s. So.
Okay. If it goes back to like the 1700s, it may be talking more about the global age of piracy. You know, I mean, if that mission statement goes back to the founding,
like, you know, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli,
right? If that goes back to the founding of the United States Navy and the United States military itself, I think it's totally talking about something different than open up global shipping channels so that globalist corporates can make billions of dollars. If it's been redone before, if it's been redone since then. That's basically legal positivism as best, you know, saying it's correct because it's what it says. Well, we need to evaluate why it says that.
Well, do you think for a minute that if the United States Navy's mission needed to change, they would just change a few words to accommodate that?
Right.
The Navy's mission has always been to maintain freedom of the seas and maintain shipping lanes, open shipping lanes. To facilitate free commerce, and it's always been that way. And you can criticize it all you want to, Baron, but it won't make a hell of beans because that's what its mission is.
I'm not criticizing mission.
Right.
I'm criticizing its application, how it's being applied the last probably 50 years in particular, but really the last 100 years. That's what I'm criticizing.
What about the latest application in the Strait of Hormuz?
Well, I mean, is that an appropriate use of United States military force? Do we need to launch? Because what happened in 1789 to maintain an open shipping lane when the country was founded was as simple as killing a few pirates and getting them out of the way. Now you're talking about launching a war with a massive, massive power that has allies that have very crazy, I don't know the right word here, not alliances, but global implications. I mean, you could be talking about a war with China and Russia very quickly if you go in there and Iran challenges you on this opening the Strait of Hormuz. If they decide to shut it, I think in a lot of ways they border it.
If you think the combination of all the navies in the world could equal our Navy, then you don't know our Navy.
I don't think that for a second, but I'm not. But see, you and I view the military differently, I think.
Apparently so.
Well, you may, and it's fine. And this is a. I don't mind when people in the audience disagree with me. I really don't. I mean, I explain why I believe certain things, and if you come to a different conclusion, life goes on. We'll agree on other things, and we'll disagree on some things. But my view of the military is not to serve globalist corporatist profit ends. That's not my view. It's to preserve the safety and protection of the United States citizens.
You're individualizing it. It is about commerce, not the individual corporations. Everybody that passes through that strait will be the benefactor of this. And we're talking about the third of the commerce in that area. So that's a lot of commerce. So you need to keep that open, and it will impact the entire world. And remember this, even though we don't like it, it is a global economy, and we are tied to it.
Right, but why does the United States shoulder the burden of different tactic, but why does the United States shoulder the burden of doing all of it? So that's question one.
Well, would you rather Russia or China do it?
Well, I don't want to get into a nuclear war. I'm trying to avoid global conflict. We just got, we're actually still not out of yet, Afghanistan and Iraq, which we've been in for the last 18 years. We spent 15 years in Vietnam. We spent 25 years, actually 70 years in Germany and 60 years in Korea. I'm a little sick of this. I mean, at a certain point, you say, okay, well, that's, you know, the United States is basically the world's globalist corporatist police force, and I'm not okay with that.
That's not even a fair comparison. That wasn't about commerce and open sea routes.
What do you think Vietnam and Korea were about?
It wasn't about free trade. Hmm. It was about the spread of communism.
Okay, which was about what? Which was about what?
Why did we care about communism, though? We're talking about an ideology. We're not talking about...
Why did the United States object to communism being spread around the world?
We can get off in the woods on...
It's about commerce. That's my point. Those wars were about commerce. Those wars were about restricting where communist nations had seaports. Which shipping lanes they had access to. That's exactly what those wars were about. It was about commerce. These wars, since World War One, have been about commerce. They've all been about
commerce. Well, if you didn't want a communist operating sea routes, maybe so, but it was about the spread of communism, so they said.
I agree with you, it was about the spread of communism, but why did we care about the spread of communism? That's what I'm getting to. The one level beyond the simple, it was about...
Could it be because it's evil and because it caused the death of many people?
Lots of stuff's evil, though.
I'm sure they didn't go in there in the meeting and say, hey, we need to stop this communism because of shipping lanes.
That's exactly what they said.
It's evil and people die from it. That's what it was about. They couldn't sell it on shipping lanes.
Trust me. I promise you they did. That's exactly
what it was. But anyway, I think that, if you just consider how important global commerce is to the world and to our own individual economy, you would understand why that mission is so critical to the United States.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend, for hearing me out.
Appreciate it. I don't care if people disagree with me. I'm not one of those radio hosts that gets all bent out of shape and thinks you're evil if you disagree with me. I mean, you're wrong. But that mean you're wrong. Evil. See the difference? Wrong versus evil? You can be wrong. Not evil, though. Yeah, why did we care about the spread of communism? Because they didn't buy our stuff. We weren't selling Fords in Russia. 272-9228 if you want to get in. It's 35 after.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 0909. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0909. That's proflowers.com, secret code 0909.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
At Sexton Tire Pros, customers are the core of their business. Friday, May 10th from 11 to 2, stop by Sexton Tire Pros for their Customer Appreciation Day. Not only will they have free food and drinks, but you can enter for a chance to win a set of four new tires along with other prizes. Also, take advantage of their $5 over-cost sale on passenger and light truck tires. Stop on by May 10th, 2718 Zelda Road in Montgomery. Set of four tires cannot exceed more than $750 value. See store for details.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's still a very warm forecast and quiet for now. Rain chance is holding off till later in the week. Sunshine very warm today with a high temperature near 90. Tonight, mostly clear and mild. Our low temperature 65. Tomorrow, high temperature around 89. Lots of sunshine. Most towns are dry, but there could be an isolated renegade shower somewhere. Upper 80s on Thursday, spotty afternoon storms and a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms at times. Thursday night, rolling into Friday and Saturday and Sunday. It's not going to rain all the time. There'll be a series of disturbances moving through. Highs in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a weird version of this song.
Don't worry about a thing.
It's weird. I don't know that I like that.
I definitely don't like it.
Nah, I hate it. The more I look at, listen to it, the more I hate it. All right, our number 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. The Bath Innovations guest hotline, again, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Oh, speaking of Bath Innovations, go by their showroom on the East Boulevard. It is really, really spectacular. They're in the Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center. Right there, sort of across from Home Depot right there. Really, really cool stuff in the Bath Innovations showroom. Ask to see the new acrylic products. They can do anything. They can do tile. They can do granite and quartz and all that. But ask to see the acrylic products. I'm sold on these acrylics because everything else is tough to clean. Everything else is tough to clean. Go try to find a way to clean grout in a tile.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. The stuff that looks like grout in the acrylic never changes colors. It's always going to be that color. That laser etched acrylic is revolutionizing bathroom remodeling. I believe, I need to double check with them because I said this yesterday too. I believe they still have that special going. If you mention you heard it on the radio, Bath Innovations, they'll knock 10% off. I believe that's still the case. So you can check with them. BathInnovations.com, 271-2723 if you have any questions. Go by there, 271-2723. Also on the East Boulevard, the Croniers Jewelry Shopping Center, 2723, 271-2723 is the number. BathInnovations.com, or check them out in person on the East Boulevard. Bath Innovations of Alabama, generous sponsors of the program. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 42 minutes after 9 o'clock. Randall?
Hey, you finally got you to do, huh? You're a god. You got 10%. That's that 10% of the tithe you get, man, brother.
I'm not kidding. They're knocking it off. The customer.
I know. That's a lot, brother. And you ought to check out No Worries by Lil Wayne. That's more type of your don't worry kind of song.
Probably not going to play any Lil Wayne.
No, don't play it. I said check it out. I'm not advertising to play it.
All right.
If I get carried away, slow it down, because I really want to get through this. Because I have learned so much from Rich, Hard Shell, and you, and try to wrap this all up. It's kind of like, that's almost what, we got one chance to get this back to, about being America. That everything you just said, I mean, it spells it out. It's not. It's about everybody else. We don't need nobody. We need nobody. The more I look into this hemp and this weeds, they got us not growing it. Our farmers' tractors got repoed. I mean, that we can build houses. We can do everything out of this hemp. We don't need nobody, Rich. We wouldn't even need a wall. We could
bring
our
folks. I don't want a hemp house.
Well, hey, brother.
I want bricks and wood.
I promise you.
Steel.
I promise you.
Glass.
I promise, it's the best thing there ever was. If I will build one for that. If
a
brick,
hemp house?
You can do anything with hemp, man. I don't understand why.
Does it smell like
goat? They build like car seats and stuff.
No, and plus, the UK is doing it, man. They letting it do it, but we can buy it and bring it over here. A dude has built one in South Carolina somewhere, and he had to have it shipped. Man, Riz, we need no one, brother. Bring our folks. I mean, we don't need our military out there doing all this bull crap. They got to stretch like this on purpose. They try to make us one. We got Donald Trump. We got one chance, Riz, to get this right, to get it back. And, could you imagine all our men just doing PT up and down the street? I mean, no guns or nothing, but if everybody needed any help, I mean, we wouldn't even need no more police. We could have our boys home. I mean, yeah, we need a spot here and there probably to help folks out. But we don't need to be over doing that no more. America, I mean, yeah, one time we might have needed a war because we was hungry. I have to agree. I learned a lot by looking that up. And we were starving at one time. And war did put money in everybody's pockets. But it's time to get this back right and get it back about being American. I mean, soon as we get that mindset, it won't be no shit sitting out there. I mean, we just got to do it and do it right this time. But anyway, y'all are talking about, man, globalism is right there in front of you. I mean, you just spelled, both of you, y'all's conversation just spelled it out and deleted it all at once. Anybody...
Well, that's why people tune in, Randall.
Yeah, I mean, if you go out and listen...
That's why this
Riz,
is such
I mean,
a highly rated radio program.
And I liked how you didn't answer some of the questions because the answer was there. I mean, he kind of answered himself already. I mean, that's why you just said, okay. I mean, it was beautiful. And Riz, I love you. But we need our brothers home, man. Our sister back to the house. We don't need them. We don't need to be out there doing that no more.
Well, Randall, I appreciate your call. Thank you. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I don't know. I gotta have like a globalism stack and a non-globalism stack.
True.
Somebody said, this is a great link. Why hemp houses will be the best in the world.
Hey now.
Someone just sent a picture of this. That doesn't look like what I had in mind. I was thinking like a thatch hut with a bunch of pot-looking leaves on it.
No, they like compress it and all this stuff, right?
They turn into bricks and glass and plastic and all that? Huh. Somebody, Rich texted, he said, do away with the Navy and grow hemp? Bless his heart. I don't think that's what he's saying.
No,
nobody wants to do away with the Navy.
Saying that.
Nobody wants to do away with the Navy. The Navy, Dave. Nobody wants to do away
we
with
like
the Navy.
The Navy.
Everybody loves the Navy. Not everybody.
I like the Army a little bit better.
Well, you know. The Army has to get there somehow.
It's true. No, that's the Marines.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Until I never spent much time in the military. I want to get to this story later that you sent me about the political tussle over a workplace safety rule.
It's It was pretty in depth and bananas.
Yeah, it was way more in depth than I anticipated.
It crosses a lot of streams that we touch on as well.
Yeah. I got a Peter Stroke update at some point in here. The Treasury Department is refusing to release President Trump's personal tax returns. In a letter, it informed Congress, the Treasury Department, that it will not release President Trump's tax returns.
They're not allowed to, are they?
Well, that's what they said, essentially.
Seriously, if Congress went and asked for your tax returns, could the department give it to them?
Well, you know they'll become public.
What?
The tax returns.
Oh, anything that they give to that committee is becoming public. I mean, like, the second that they hit send and, like, it's received, before Jerry Nadler or anybody even reads it, the staffer that receives it will forward it to their 9,000-person press email list.
Right.
That's what I would do. You'd be a hero.
It says
in some circles. I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the head of the Department of Treasury says, in reliance on the advice of the Department of Justice, I've determined that the committee's request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose.
I think that's probably true.
Here's my thing. If you're going to subpoena something, you have to have, if you're going to get essentially a warrant.
Yes.
Basically, you got to have some sort of need for it.
Mm-hmm.
Show me the legislative need, the law enforcement need, the probable cause. Show me the... You don't just get to say, oh, he's president. I want everything he's ever done.
That's right.
And we're going to investigate everything. Right. No, I mean, a man has a right to a private life. They didn't do that to Obama.
That's right.
Biden takes a 32% lead over Sanders in a new 2020 poll.
But that's national, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that doesn't really matter.
Well, at 32 points it does.
No, it doesn't.
32 points is such a massive, overwhelming lead. It translates into state by state.
It does a little bit, but he's only 2 points ahead of him in Iowa and like 4 in New Hampshire. And so, but he's probably a lot higher than that in South Carolina.
Well, but keep
I wonder
in mind
what
too,
the difference
California's
in those states is.
Keep in mind California's moved up. So you might lose Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, but
and then you're over.
Well, not with California being the next week.
No,
you make up for
it. Well, you are, because at that point the press has piled on so hard that you're basically going to drop out. I mean, if you lose those three, I mean, I don't know about losing.
You can't be up 32 and drop out. I don't care if you lose those three or not.
Oh yeah, you can, because he won't be up. Because here's the thing: he won't be up 32 if he loses those three. If he comes in second or third in Iowa,
well, I'll make a prediction: he won't be up 32 by the time it starts.
Right. There's also what? There's three tickets out of Iowa, right? And there's kind of three out of New Hampshire. Depends on how you do
roughly.
It. And then once you get to South Carolina and Nevada, like, you better be there.
You better be in the top two.
Yeah.
Here's the.
I know what you mean, though. You mean that, it is good for him to raise money, to push out the supporters, to say, hey, look, you know, I'm the guy that the nation likes. These activists in. I mean, Iowa's a caucus, and so to get those people, like, it's basically like you're the hardest core of the hardest core.
It's people willing to sit around for 4 hours on a Tuesday night debating.
Yeah,
not just voting. Debating
among their friends and neighbors of why you should, you know, they should be with this guy. So, it's definitely good for his narrative.
Excellent point made by one of our most astute listeners. We didn't even have Obama's birth certificate for 2 years. Never mind his college records, his travel records, his passport, nothing. Everything was sealed.
And did the DOJ ever send it?
No.
No.
That's my point.
Or, I mean, the whatever department.
Guys, his Social Security number was issued when he was like 25 in Connecticut, a state he never lived in. You can look that up. Because you can tell where a Social Security number was issued.
Yeah, you can by the number, yeah.
And he had had jobs since he was 17.
Hmm.
So he was either working illegally without a Social Security number, or he was working on a different Social Security number. I'm just saying. There's a lot about Obama we didn't know. Just because we had his taxes. I mean, there may not be money. But no, it's good to be up 32. I'd rather be up 32 than down 32.
Correct.
Never. Speaking of approval ratings, guess whose approval rating is now higher than Barack Obama's was during his presidency on the Gallup approval here?
Donald John Trump.
Donald John Trump, the God Emperor of the United States, the very stable genius, the doctor, the cowboy, POTUS.
Geotus.
The God Emperor of the United States. New Gallup poll shows Donald Trump's presidential job approval rating hitting a new high of 46%. Survey was conducted from April 17 to 30 almost entirely following the public release of the Mueller report on April 18. Gallup notes the latest rating extends the upper limits of President Donald Trump's narrow approval rating range by one percentage point. The previous range was 35 to 45. He hit a previous high of 45 three times immediately following his inauguration in January 2017, after his June 2018 meeting with Kim Jong-un, and then when Bill Barr released his letter summarizing the Mueller report. He's now over that. Barack Obama's job approval rating the same week was 44%, according to Gallup. So, those of you who think Trump is the worst thing in the history of the world, he's more popular than Obama. Two calls on hold. We'll get to him when we get back. I forgot we were a break behind because we went long on the first segment. Or did we go long on the second segment?
Yeah, we went wrong on one of them.
Either way, there is not an evil woman in the White House. Donald J. Trump, the God Emperor, is there instead. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cathouse Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cathouse Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cathouse Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Hey, what are we going to do for that special graduate? We're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, you graduate.
The Can-Am Ready to Ride sales event is on now because our off-road vehicles are built for this. We're built for hitting the trails as the sun comes up, for odd jobs and bales of hay, for kicking up dust on a long dirt road. So, how do you become built for this? By getting to the Ready to Ride sales event and finding a new Can-Am off-road vehicle for a great deal. Get to your local dealer to save up to $2,500 on select 2019 models for a limited time. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Take plenty of money.
someone just figured out I call him Peter Stroke. He's been Peter Stroke since the day the news broke around here.
Seriously.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Billy, join the program. Come on in.
What's going on, fellas?
How about it, Billy?
Man, enjoying this beautiful weather. I hope y'all get a chance to get out.
We are trapped in an attic. Please don't mention the weather.
You know, you just mentioned earlier about Barack Obama and his status as being a U.S. citizen, Social Security number, et cetera. You know, Donald Trump went hard heavy after him back in 14 and 15, him producing a birth certificate, everything. And I watched a special on Frontline not long ago about Donald J. Trump, our great president. And when he actually made the decision to run for president, and it was at a roast, and where Barack Obama was up, and
We've talked about that on air. I'm going to save you the time because I have one more call I want to get to because we have something coming up.
All right, bro.
I'm able to take. Thank you very much. But you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And here I'll remind you, when has the God Emperor ever gone hard after somebody and been wrong? Doug.
Yeah, the last name is Hall. I'm 50% responsible for that attic, Emanation Construction Company, 1993. Anyway, real quick, okay. Let's say I'm 17 years old and I legally migrate to this country and I want to do two things immediately and I want to do it legally, work and go to college. Can I do that in any other legal form other than the federal government issuing me a Social Security number?
Yeah, I mean, but he was, according to his biography, he was working back in when he was in high school, 17, 18 years old. So how was he working then without a Social Security number if he didn't get one until he was 24?
Sometimes I don't communicate well. Let me rephrase that one more time real quick.
All right.
What if I legally migrate to this country?
Oh, I see.
And I want to go to work and go to college immediately because I was not born in this country.
I see.
Is there some kind of work visa, education visa, or something like that?
Yes, there are ways to do that.
Are you aware that the original certificate, birth certificate, is a damn, I forgot the name of the document, but it's 64 letters.
Yeah. I'll say this. I got to run. I appreciate your call. But you're not going to out-truther me on this. When Loretta Fuddy died by a frogman. Loretta Fuddy